Hey, good afternoon. Last group of the day. Hopkins Junior High School Wind Ensemble. And welcome to the 2016 CMEA East D Band Orchestra Festival here at Castro Valley High School. It's Saturday, April 23rd, 2016. My name's Norm D, and I'm the Director of Instrumental Music at Acalanis High School in Lafayette, California, and the past president of CBDA, the California Band Orchestra Association. We run the California All-State Honor Junior High Honor Bands and the High School Honor Bands, and we work with the All-State Orchestras and junior high and high school and all the jazz bands, high school and jazz band, high school and middle school. So, and a lot of Hopkins students have been in the All-State Honor Bands and things, and I hope to have more of you in the near future. So, it's advertising for next year, 2017 in San Jose, and hope you consider trying out. So, here we are, last group of the day. Looking forward to hearing your really fine program, and we'll be ready in just a second. Thank you.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the California Music Educators Association Band Orchestra Festival in our 7th floor yards of Castro Valley High School. The next group to perform is Hopkins Junior High School Wind Ensemble from Fremont. They'll be performing Legends and Heroes by Pierre LaPlante, The Red Covered Bridge by Robert Sheldon, and Simple Gifts, Four Shaker Tunes by Frank Tichell. Please help me welcome Hopkins Wind Ensemble.
Frank Tichelli. All right, here we go. Wind Ensemble. Oh, all the cheering. My goodness. First thing I noticed, the wonderful tone quality of the ensemble and the great piccolo. Absolutely in tune. Really nice piccolo playing. Terrific. Thank you. Bravo. Just drink. Johnny come marching home in an interesting lower key. Very cool. Anvil, thank you for playing it nice and firmly. It does say piano though as it goes on, right? Okay. Careful about being too heavy. Yeah, nice style. It's nice how you come to arrival points in the phrase. Very nice. Very nice wind band timbre. Really nice. It's a satisfying sound. Yeah, nice dynamic contrast there. 100, maybe a little more piano would be nice. Note should have lasted a little longer. That was interesting. nice. That was very good. Beautiful clarinet tone. Nice woodwind sound. Really enjoy the how they blend together. Very nice ensemble. Yeah, a piece has a nice lilt to it, 3/4 feel. Feels like wants to make you get up and dance. Low brass sound. I would stretch those dynamic markings a little more. Bring the soft down really soft and make those crescendos at the very end, make them really blossom. Nice trumpet solo. You know what would add to it? A little vibrato. Yeah, make sure that D is in tune, 1 and 3 combination. Pulling up all the your left hand valves, slides. Make sure that D is in tune. Nice job. Okay, here we go. Last movement. Very tasteful percussion playing I was going to mention earlier. Not overdone. Gives a nice sense of pulse to the group. Yeah, nice. Really nice. Very mature sound. Gosh, something like a high school band. Being picky again, 14, didn't hear much of a sports sound over there, and not much of a group commitment to make that crescendo to the double forte three before the end. It was kind of, you know, we kind of got there, and, you know, you probably thought you did something, but in reality, what comes out to the audience is not a whole lot. So, you know, just really as a group commitment on those kinds of lines. So, anyway, really nice job. Gosh, what a terrific sounding group. Being as picky as I can. And, boy, I tell you, the group timbre and the blended balance is just really, really, really good. And like I said, it's as good as any good high school band. So hopefully you all go on in high school and continue to play and really contribute and play really meaningful, epic music in the high school as well. So here we go, the Red Covered Bridge. And I don't know this. This will be fun to hear. I like hearing things that I haven't heard in the past. Sounding solo, wonderful characteristic tone. Those instruments on the bottom, the tuba, the euphonium, the trombones, it just makes the world right when it's all played well. Ooh, careful about the pitch sagging right there at the very end of the flute. Had so much concentration getting to the end of that phrase and just making sure you just blow it to all the end of the end of the line, end of the note right there. Careful on the pitch in the oboe. That gets a little fussy at times. Although the fundamental sound of the oboe is really good, pitch kind of wavers just a little bit. Comes from not quite having complete control of the instrument. I can hear really good breath support, but sometimes maybe the reed's a little funky, you know, who knows. But gotta listen, zero in, get it as close as you can. trumpet pitch. You're getting a little tired, I can hear. So really be careful about the pitch. It's starting to go sharp a little bit, pinching a little bit. Yeah, I'll tell you, long pieces like this that are slow and lyrical take so much more effort than those fast things with a lot of articulation. Because you're sustaining notes, and that's making your lips tired. And that's really taxing on your body. But that's what makes it so satisfying when you do it really well. Because all that effort you put in was worth it. Yeah, there's that beautiful arrival point right there. Love that. Almost brings a tear to your eye when it's done just right, just like that. Trumpet, like I said, you're getting a little sharp. Compliment the saxophones, because a lot of times when you hear a group like this, saxophones really stick out with a poor tone or out of tune. This, but I'll tell you, the altos and the tenor and the barry, they just seamlessly kind of integrate yourself into the ensemble. That's like, it sounds great. So I compliment the saxophones. Careful of the flute going a little out of tune. There you go. Beautiful. Beautiful. Just really beautiful. Beautiful tone quality. I tell you, when you played that piece, it really said something to me. It told me that music matters to you, and that you're playing for your teacher matters for you, and playing for your audience matters to you. And I felt it, that last piece, not the first piece was fun to listen to. The second piece made me feel happy. And it made me feel happy not because you were playing it well, but it made me feel happy because the music was coming through. You were saying so much to me musically, and even if I didn't know what the piece was about, didn't know the title or the composer, it was played with such care and love. It was just really, really meaningful for me. So thank you. I want to tell you how much I appreciate you playing that. It kind of made my day. It's been a long day of adjudication, and I've heard some good grooves, but that last piece really touched me, so I appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, this is a well-played piece. Lots of schools play this. I've heard some honor bands play this, camp bands as well. And it's just so well-written. It doesn't look that hard, but it's really hard to pull music out of it. So, and this fourth movement is very famous, as you probably know. Well, pitch, your teacher looked over, which meant he heard the pitch problem as well. Thank you.
take this a little faster, just a little bit, but the conductor's the boss. Mr. Conaway's the boss. I would move this ahead a little faster, but like I said, it's just me. I used this piece a couple of times, and I love this section. And it's good that your teacher wants to stretch it out a little bit and kind of show off to the audience how you're playing. Stretched out phrase right there, leaning into that phrase we're talking about earlier. Maybe it wasn't with you, maybe it was another group, but we're talking about leaning into the next phrase, leading into the next phrase, leaning into the next phrase. Yeah, nice moment right there at 90. Very powerful. Beautiful tone. I think the euphonium came in a little late at the very end, but I forgive you. Very well-played program, and gosh, you guys sound so terrific and dressed so wonderfully, and you have a fantastic teacher. I'm sure you know that already. He's a renowned master teacher in the Bay Area, Northern California. He's just a super, super educator. Gives the profession. He's just terrific. So I hope you thank him at some point, because he's given you a lot of terrific musical training, a lot of terrific opportunities. So anyway, like I said, I appreciated hearing you. The last group of the day, it really made it special. Like I said, the second piece really said something. They spoke to me personally. And that's how you want to connect with the audience, to connect with them personally somehow with the music that you're playing. So fantastic job. Really a pleasure to hear you. So I hope to have the privilege to hear you again sometime in the near future. Thank you very much, and good night, and goodbye.